morning, guys. It is Tuesday, the 24th of May. Henry, what happened overnight?
Thanks, Tom. Well, quite a lot happened overnight, I guess, in some respects. So two major pieces of information came out overnight. One was the upgrade, I guess, from Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan, which saw the bank share price up 6.2%. And that did stir a big rally in the Dow, up nearly 620 points, or nearly 2%. NASDAQ also doing well, up 1.6%, and the S&P up 1.9%. So all was good in the US until after hours, and we saw some numbers coming out from Snap, which I've been reliably told still is used by teenagers. And Snap have seen a deterioration of their business in the last month or so in US conditions. And this really put the cat amongst the pigeons. So all those NASDAQ stocks that were looking so good during hours all got a bit of a shock after hours. Snap itself was down over 30%. And it took Alphabet and Meta and Google and all the others with them as well. So that's not good. Currently got NASDAQ futures down around 150 odd points, and we have Dow futures down around 90 points. So that's taken the wind out of our sails this morning. Base metals were better. Oil was up 0.8%. Gold up slightly. US dollar coming off a little bit. Aussie dollar at 71 cents. And iron ore pretty much unchanged. So a little bit disappointing with the snapping that optimism that we saw from the US.
Yeah, and a good lead into what's happening with our market. As you said, the leads aren't really flowing that well. The ASX 200 is up 11 points though. Miners and financials are outperforming. Utilities and tech stocks are easing. We do have the Tabcorp demerger today, which is why you're seeing share price fall. Shareholders get one share in the Lottery Corp for every Tabcorp share held. So that's happening today. Qantas is down 0.5%. They bought a majority stake in online travel business TripADeal. Technology One is down 0.5% despite a record half-year profit. Challenger up slightly. They reaffirmed earnings guidance at the top end of their range. Nufarm down 12% on a major shareholder sale. On the economic front, we have some flash PMI data and weekly consumer confidence due. And Jerome Powell is speaking tonight in Las Vegas. So it will be interesting to see if anything comes from that. I'll just lead into strategy. I'm in charge today. So we have had a review of the Forever portfolio and we're making some adjustments. This should not be interpreted as a change in our overall view of the market. We remain neutral in our stance given the growth and inflation headwinds at the moment, but the changes today bring the portfolio more in line with its benchmark and aimed at increasing our exposure from underweight to more equal weight in the sectors that are most likely to perform in the current macro environment, which are energy and financials. So you can see those details in the strategy section. I'm also extending on a point Henry talked about in yesterday's podcast to do with our mining sector and how our terms of trade, which is a ratio of how cheap imports are to exports, are at the same level as the mid-2000s resources boom, but the Aussie dollar is a lot cheaper. So what's that essentially telling you is that demand for our commodity exports is the same, but our commodity stocks are getting a massive commodity currency tailwind and much more than what they had before. So that's all you have to look out for in strategy. But Henry, what are you talking about in Henry's Take today?
Thanks, Tom. Just in my thing, just looking at a couple of things. We recommended Satire last week at 50 cents speculative buy. They had a really good day yesterday. They were 25%. So they hit my target this morning of 70 cents. They actually went through it, 74 and a half. And I suggested that people take some profits in that one. So hopefully people have done pretty well out of that in the last few days. Just looking at other little candidates for those sorts of bounces, my eyes are lighted on the Megaport, which is one of those tech stocks that a lot of people love, but it has been a bit of a dog recently and took a bit of a hiding after its quarterly results were somewhat disappointing, to say the least. This is Bev Slattery, the man that could do no wrong, but it has been doing a lot wrong recently. It is more a second half story now, which is always a bit spooky for the market. The market doesn't really like second half stories. They like that certainty. And we saw that yesterday with Coden, which was a second half story. And once they reiterated that the second half was actually pretty good, the stock bounced 15% yesterday and kicks another 2% today. So I've added Megaport to the small cap portfolio. It's only about 1.1 billion. Cloud computing exposure, etc. We all know the Megaport story. And there is some moves in the US with Broadcom buying VMware, which is another cloud computing company. So there's still some action there. We also saw some Technology One results out this morning, a record numbers, stocks down nearly 4% on the back of it. There you go. Riddle me that one, Batman. And the other one that I wrote up this morning, a member sent to me a suggestion in a stock called Phoenix Resources. And I have to say, first up, that I am a shareholder in Phoenix Resources and have been for a long time. I got massively diluted down when they reconstructed after a shocking period in the 10s to the 15s in the 2000s. They got reconstructed, so I got diluted down. But this one is really, really interesting. $150 million market cap, $85 million in cash. They are making money hand over fist in iron ore. They're high-grade iron ore producer. They are high cost, a bit like Grange. And like Grange, they need a catalyst to spark the revolution. They need a frog to be kissed and turned into a prince. Grange had that and never looked back. Phoenix, I think, could rise from the ashes. They used to be called Emergent Resources, for those that have a long memory. EMG was the stock code. But that one to me looks pretty interesting. Bags of cash. They've got hedging in place as well for their iron ore contracts. $230 a dry metric ton they are getting for their iron ore. So that one looks pretty good for my liking. So I'm going to add that one at 30 cents or thereabouts if I can. They're trading at 32. They're up nearly 7% this morning.
A lot of great stuff in there, Henry. Leighton, what's happening with brokers?
Thank you, Tom. As Henry said, Codan was up 14.5% yesterday. Macquarie has an outperform recommendation there with a target price of $11.60, which implies a 50% upside still. And also having a look at Wesfarmers, they've been upgraded to a buy at UBS. And UBS has recognized that non-retail divisions were the source of upside in the first half and notes that they are becoming a larger share of earnings. The broker estimates the chemicals, energy, and fertilizers business, plus an exposure to the lithium upside, can offset the mixed outlook for retail. And the target price there is lifted to $56, which implies a 21% upside.
Very good. Thank you, Leighton. Chris, what's happening in trading today?
Good morning. Just before I jump into my regular stuff, just a reminder that I'll be running my chart chat session tomorrow at midday. I'm putting the slides together at the moment. It's promising to be a monster session. Lots of people asking about specific indicators, Bollinger Bands, RSI, Parabolic SAR, and I'll also be taking a look at around 20 stocks from a technical perspective. So it'll be a monster session. Sign up if you haven't already. If you can't make the session, of course, the recording will be made available afterwards. So just a reminder for anyone who's at all interested. The chart of the day is New Hope Corporation. And this morning, I've pointed out the correlation between New Hope and the coal price. Not surprising at all. This is something that Marcus and Henry have talked about, of course, in the past, ad nauseum. Not surprising at all that commodity-related stocks often very much mirror the underlying commodity that they are involved in. But the correlation between New Hope and the US dollar coal price is very, very strong, to say the least. So the only question really worth asking is, what are the expectations for coal? And Trading Economics has a model that they use and some analyst expectations plugged in there. And they're talking about coal being up around another 10% within the next 3 months. So if you believe that and the coal price moves higher, there's every chance that the New Hope Corporation share price will move higher in lockstep. So a potential opportunity there for anyone who wants to play that. There will be a new trade today at 11:45. It is another energy stock. Again, I've said for quite some time now that that is a place that I'm happy to play in. This one looks particularly good. Brokers like it. Chart looks good. Numbers look good. So I'll be releasing that at 11:45. Again, for anyone who's interested. And that's it for me for the moment.
Thank you, Chris. And I'll throw back to you for our question of the day. Do you have a smart piece of financial advice learnt from experience?
Yeah, I would say the best piece of advice ever given to me was actually by Stuart. And it was all about creating a trading plan. And this is something that I bang on about. People have to forgive me because I've said this many times, but I think if you sit down and write out a trading or investing plan and just write down how you want to engage with the market, you can improve your results exponentially. And the key things in there, I would say, is first of all, have an objective. Make sure you know what it is that you want to achieve, because how are you ever going to try to strive for that goal unless there's a goal there in the first place? And then the other thing to remember, always worth remembering in the market, is make sure that you define your risk, how much risk you're willing to take on board. It's the only thing you can control in the market. You can't control what CEOs are going to do. You can't control what share prices are going to do. You can't control the macro environment. The only thing that you can control is how much risk you're willing to take at any particular point in time. And again, if you don't know that, chances are you're lurching around in the dark and you get your pants pulled down at some point when the market doesn't go the way that you want it to. So have a plan, set an objective, active and define your risk would be the best pieces, although correlated advice that I could give.
Henry?
Don't forget to sell.
Well, that is a good one. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just hold on and think it'll come back. It. It's gone down so much. Look how much further it can go up.
You can always buy shares, but you can't always sell shares.
Very good. Leighton?
Don't just blindly take tips off people. They don't.
In the footy club?
Yeah, they don't always end out well. How about you, Tom?
I'm going to dial it back a few steps and say the best piece of financial advice is investing in yourself, whether that be a newsletter, subscription, education. I think that's always going to pay the biggest dividends is when you reinforce your learning or have new education. You won't go too wrong.
Very nice.
All right, guys, that wraps us up. See you tomorrow.
See you guys.